Good morning. You hear the train in the background. Welcome to my podcast. This is episode 22. Thank you to everybody who interacted with last week's episode. The response was overwhelming. I'm happy to hear the positive, and I love hearing the negative too. I love just hearing input. It means a lot to me. This week, we're going to talk about something I'm seeing a lot on social media, especially on TikTok, the deload week. Now, my background is I've competed 9 times in bodybuilding, did well in some, did not so well in some. I've been working out for about 30 years, and this concept of the deload week really mystifies me a little bit. I don't understand what it is and how it works. I've been around a lot of athletes. I've been around Jay Cutler. I've been around Ronnie Coleman. I've been around Dorian. I've been around some great CrossFit athletes, and I got to tell you, again, the concept of the deload week really doesn't make sense to me. Now, according to what I've been hearing, the deload week is when you go into the gym or you go into your workout facility and you train at an intensity level that is minimal with weights that are extremely light. Now, call me crazy. Doesn't that go against the concept of progressive resistance training, where you're supposed to go into the gym with intensity, and you're also supposed to go to the new gym with a mindset of living as much effing weight as you could possibly lift for the number of reps you want to hit? Me, it's always 10, with great form. That, to me, is what working out is all about. Now, this deload where you take time off and you go in the gym and you half-ass do a half-ass workout, how does that make any sense? What is that doing for anything? Now, I understand the concept of taking time off. We all sometimes wake up, our bodies are sore. We don't feel like working out. We're not in the right mental state. We didn't eat right. We didn't sleep right. We got some stress going on at work, have stress out of the family. All that inhibits recovery, and we don't want to go in and train. That's listening to your body. That's what you should be doing. But scheduling a deload week just for the sake of working out with lower intensity, don't do it. Makes no sense to me. Take time off when you need it, but don't. Now, a couple things that have to be in line for optimal recovery. Your workouts have to make sense. We all know larger muscle groups take longer to recover than smaller muscle groups. Your chest, your back, your quads. They're going to take longer to work out. Longer to recover because they take longer to recover. They require additional stimulus other than your shoulders, triceps, biceps, or calves. We get that. So make sure your workouts are in line and you will not have a hard time recovering. I work out Tuesday, chest and tries, Thursday, back and buys, Friday, shoulders, Sunday, legs. That's how I train. The other days I take off, and Wednesdays I take a complete day of rest. No, I'll walk the dog. If it's nice, I'll take a walk at the beach. I'll do my planks and stuff like that. More on that a little bit later. I'll do that. But you know what? You have to make sure that your workouts are in line to way that your body recovers, right? Make sure your nutrition is in line. Make sure you're getting the right amount of protein, the right amount of carbs, and the right amount of fats every single day. Your protein should be 100 grams or more per day, optimally 1 gram of protein for every pound of lean body weight, which means I may weigh 210 pounds right now, which I do, but my lean body weight is 176. I should be taking in 176 grams of protein every single day. If your nutrition's in line, then you're not going to have a problem recovering. I love when these guys say, yeah, you know what? I only train chest every like 10 days or so because I have to recover. Really? Really? What the heck are you doing in the gym? Anyway, in your mental state, are you getting enough sleep? Are you meditating every day? Are you handling stress situations the way stressful situations should be handled? Do you have any kind of addictions that you're dealing with or things like that? Your workouts, your nutrition, your mental state all need to be in line. Then you don't need to do this deload week. Oh my God. It makes no sense to me. Again, if you're training and your nutrition and your mental state are right, there's no need for a deload week. Illogical. If you have any questions or concerns, let me know, because I'd love to hear your opinion. Again, scheduling a day off when you need a day off, that makes sense. That's listening to your body. Scheduling a day off because you want to spend some time with your family. I go to New York, have coffee with my daughter. I take my other daughter out for a bagel or something like that. That's fine. That's a priority. That's all good for the mental state. We're human beings. But just to take a scheduled week off, really? My mindset, if I'm training and I'm feeling good, I'm keeping going. Why stop the train? Let's keep going. I said last time that I was going to talk about an exercise every week when I do my podcast. This week I want to talk about planks. I just started doing planks again. I'm not a big fan of them, but I do realize after everything I've read the benefit of. A little tip. I see a lot of guys doing planks in the gym. Suck in your stomach. Whether it's 20 seconds, 20 minutes, 2 hours you're planking for, suck in your stomach. Do like a vacuum. Try to pull your belly button to your lower back. Don't let your stomach hang down. It's defeating the purpose of the plank. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is about 6.5 minutes, a little longer than I want to go. Thank you for listening to episode 22. Any questions? Michael A. Karuba@gmail.com. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later. We'll see you in the gym. Bye.